You'll hear a woman called Diana giving a talk about her experience as a volunteer at a riding school in Costa Rica, in Central America. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Good morning. My name's Diana, and I'd like to talk about what it's like to be a volunteer at a riding school in Costa Rica. You never know, you may be inspired to do something similar. Of course, one of my aims for volunteering was to become a better rider, but that's not the only skill volunteers can gain. Running a horse riding school requires excellent management skills, and I and several of the volunteers I worked alongside were there also for that reason. I had studied Spanish at school, but for some volunteers, the fact that Spanish lessons were offered for free was very attractive. The location of the riding school was out of this world. Although Costa Rica's famous for wildlife, it's one of the countries with the highest biodiversity in the world. It was the landscape that I found particularly awesome. If you're thinking of going, make sure you choose the dry season, between December and April. Volunteers live at the riding school, and the accommodation there was clean, comfortable, and secure, with simple furniture. I could choose a single room or share. The textiles used throughout the space had all been woven in the next village. The designs were based on traditional patterns, and I really appreciated that desire to promote local culture. Now, to tell you something about my routine, every day started with a healthy breakfast prepared by the cooks. Then I had a list of jobs to do during the morning. I had to feed the horses, which was a really lovely job. But top of my list was to go through what was called the health checks with a senior member of staff. Each horse had its own medical file, and the records were updated every day. The owner of the school always joined us for lunch, and it was a great opportunity to get advice from him. I was keen to establish if it might be a career for me. He recommended studying animal science at college. Even though he'd come to the business by a quite different route, he'd done a tourism course after high school. In the afternoons, I helped out with kids' riding lessons, and just one or two were a bit hesitant. I remembered my own riding instructor telling me to laugh when I was feeling tense, and I passed this on to my little students. One of the instructors in Costa Rica advised children to hum a tune if they felt worried. I think these are both good techniques because you breathe and relax. After a week's riding every day, most of the other volunteers had aching muscles. But because I run 8K most days back home, I didn't experience that. I found my posture got better though. I've always had good balance on a horse, but it was obvious that several volunteers improved that very quickly. For me, the most exciting part was when a group of us went on a cross-country ride. I was on my much-loved Valentina, a young mare, and even though I'd jumped over poles or small fences in a training ring at the school, that was the day I took my horse over a stream. Or perhaps the horse took me. I'll never forget that. Now, if anyone would like to ask any questions.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Good morning. My name's Diana, and I'd like to talk about what it's like to be a volunteer at a riding school in Costa Rica. You never know, you may be inspired to do something similar. Of course, one of my aims for volunteering was to become a better rider, But that's not the only skill volunteers can gain. Running a horse riding school requires excellent management skills, and I and several of the volunteers I worked alongside were there also for that reason. I had studied Spanish at school, but for some volunteers, the fact that Spanish lessons were offered for free was very attractive. The location of the riding school was out of this world. Although Costa Rica's famous for wildlife, it's one of the countries with the highest biodiversity in the world. It was the landscape that I found particularly awesome. If you're thinking of going, make sure you choose the dry season, between December and April. Volunteers live at the riding school, and the accommodation there was clean, comfortable, and secure, with simple furniture. I could choose a single room or share. The textiles used throughout the space had all been woven in the next village. The designs were based on traditional patterns, and I really appreciated that desire to promote local culture. Now, to tell you something about my routine, every day started with a healthy breakfast prepared by the cooks. Then I had a list of jobs to do during the morning. I had to feed the horses, which was a really lovely job. But top of my list was to go through what was called the health checks with a senior member of staff. Each horse had its own medical file, and the records were updated every day. The owner of the school always joined us for lunch, and it was a great opportunity to get advice from him. I was keen to establish if it might be a career for me. He recommended studying animal science at college. Even though he'd come to the business by a quite different route, he'd done a tourism course after high school. In the afternoons, I helped out with kids' riding lessons, and just one or two were a bit hesitant. I remembered my own riding instructor telling me to laugh when I was feeling tense, and I passed this on to my little students. One of the instructors in Costa Rica advised children to hum a tune if they felt worried. I think these are both good techniques because you breathe and relax. After a week's riding every day, most of the other volunteers had aching muscles. But because I run 8K most days back home, I didn't experience that. I found my posture got better though. I've always had good balance on a horse, but it was obvious that several volunteers improved that very quickly. For me, the most exciting part was when a group of us went on a cross-country ride. I was on my much-loved Valentina, a young mare, and even though I'd jumped over poles or small fences in a training ring at the school, that was the day I took my horse over a stream. Or perhaps the horse took me. I'll never forget that. Now, if anyone would like to ask any questions.
That's the end of part 2.